Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, December 28th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, George E. Malonis. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into the intriguing and varied world of Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're talking about an individual whose work has not only enriched the field of archaeology, but has also provided a lens through which we can examine the interplay between history and our understanding of cultural evolution. We're exploring the life and contributions of George E. Malonis. So, settle in and allow me to take you on a journey through time and knowledge. George Emmanuel Malonis, a name that might not immediately ring a bell for everyone, was instrumental in shaping our understanding of ancient Greek culture, particularly Mycenaean civilization. Born on December 9, 1898, in what is modern-day Turkey, Malonis grew up during an era of significant geopolitical changes, an ambiance which perhaps nudged him toward the study of our distant past. He began his journey of scholarly pursuit at the University of Athens, securing a degree in archaeology in 1921. Just try to imagine the sense of wonder and curiosity a young George must have felt as he embarked on his academic career amidst the remnants of the world's ancient wonders. What about you, listeners? Do you remember a seminal moment when your passion for a subject first ignited? After moving to the United States, Malonis expanded his academic expertise at Johns Hopkins University, earning a PhD under the mentorship of the renowned David M. Robinson. This was a crucial period of academic rigor and exploration that established Malonis as a respected figure in classical studies. It also began his lifelong association with American educational institutions, a testament to how cultural and academic exchanges have historically enriched professional fields. Imagine for a moment the scene at Washington University in St. Louis, where Malonis spent a significant portion of his professional life. As a faculty member from 1933 to 1969, he shaped countless minds and shared his infectious enthusiasm for archaeology with each new generation. How do you suppose education has evolved in terms of interdisciplinary influences? And how might educators today draw lessons from pioneers like Malonis? Malonis is most celebrated for his work at Mycenae, one of the major centers of Greek civilization. His leadership in excavations there, starting in 1952, allowed him to unearth significant Mycenaean artifacts, including portions of the famed Palace of Agamemnon. These discoveries not only fueled scholarly analysis, but also captivated the public imagination, bridging the gap between academic research and cultural education. Visualize the excitement of unearthing artifacts untouched by human hands for millennia, each piece a storyteller in its own right. Consider this. How do such discoveries influence our contemporary interpretations of ancient folklore and myth? Do they deepen or challenge your understanding of stories like those told in Homer's epics? In addition to his archaeological contributions, Malonis authored numerous works that brought the world of ancient Greece to the scholarly forefront. His notable books, including Mycenae and the Mycenaean Age, remain foundational texts in classical archaeology. These works provide not only a meticulous catalog of findings, but also insight into the philosophical underpinnings and cultural exchanges that characterized the Mycenaean era. Books, it can be argued, are the closest we have to time machines, portals into worlds we wouldn't otherwise be able to explore. When was the last time a book changed the way you viewed something as ancient as history or as modern as cultural relativity? Malonis's dedication earned him accolades and respect within the academic community. He received numerous honors, including being appointed chairman of the Department of Classics at Washington University and president of the Archaeological Institute of America. But beyond these accolades, it's essential to recognize the profound personal passion that drove Malonis, a passion that transcended borders and bridged cultures. It's fascinating to consider how personalities like Malonis navigate the complex balance between possible nationalist influences and genuine academic curiosity. How do we ensure that our understanding of history is as unbiased and holistic as possible? Before we conclude, it's important to pose one more question for thought. If given the chance to journey into any civilization, past or present, where would you go and why? And what figures like George E. Milonus intrigue you enough that you'd want to walk alongside them as they performed their life's work? George E. Milonus passed away in 1988, leaving behind a legacy that continues to inspire archaeologists, historians, and countless enthusiasts of ancient history. His work at Mycenae proved that while epochs may end, the curiosity about our shared human past knows no bounds. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Wikipedia. Our conversation today was just a glimpse into the vast world of historical inquiry and intellectual pursuit shaped by individuals like George E. Milonus. I encourage you to explore the article on George E. Milonus on Wikipedia and delve deeper into his remarkable life and work. Remember, history is not just a succession of events. It's the stories we tell and retell, each time with new perspectives and insights. Until next time, keep your minds open and your curiosity piqued.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, George E. Milonus. Thanks for listening. See you next time.